You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we have a very special guest joining us now, all the way from the UK. It's Becca Caffin. How are you doing?
Hello, everybody. I am doing well, thank you. How are you, Maddie and Sam?
Super good.
Living the dream, mate. Living the dream.
Although I do wish I was in bed as well. That would be good.
Don't tell everybody I'm in bed. It's 7:30 in the morning.
Fair enough, too. I would also be in bed if I could be. You just released Julia Roberts last Friday, which is so exciting to hear it in its final form, finally. How does it feel to have it out?
This one particularly feels very good to have out because it's been around for so long and it's existed in so many forms.
Mm.
Like, even before the first cassette demo, there's a few demos before that. There's like a whole extra verse and chorus. There's like an entirely different second verse.
Crazy.
So she's had a lot of like iterations. But the band version is my favorite because it was just so much fun to play it with the band. So it's nice to be able to put out the version that people recognize.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Tell us a little bit about the track and like what you wrote it about, and because you wrote it in Parachute Music's artist development program ages ago. And what did you write it like? Yeah.
I was 18 when I wrote it, and when I was on artist development at Parachute, we would do different songwriting exercises. And I do remember them all being really fun and really good practice, but this is the one that I remember the most because I didn't get a song I liked this much out of any of the others. But it was just a character writing exercise. You had to like pick a person and tell a story from their world and their perspective, which was a lot of fun and good for me because all my songs are about me, so it was nice to write a song.
Shut up, Becca.
From a fictional, from somebody else's perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, it lets you go places that you can't go because you've never been.
True. True. Hell yeah.
Preach.
You said that it's changed physically. It's had many different iterations over the years. Mm. Do you think it's changed much in like its meaning to you, or like, I don't know?
What I'm finding with these songs that were written so long ago is they kind of like feel like they've lived with me, like especially Julia Roberts, and I love it more than I used to. Like when I wrote it, I was like, oh, this is a decent song, this feels fine, I kind of like it, but now it's got so much more attached to it, like it makes me think about Dunedin and playing all those shows and hanging out with my friends, and the cover photo was taken across the road from the house that Maddie and I lived in last year.
Yes.
So it's got all those memories attached to it, which is really nice.
That would be good. It's like nice to see a song grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She feels like my old pal.
Yeah. I remember you taking that photo too because it was like Pint Night Priest, and I was like gotten home and you and Miller were across the road and I was like, what the hell is happening? And then you ran back inside and like sculled a drink and then we went to Pint Night.
That's a false story.
That did
typical
not
Dunedin.
Happen
typical.
At all.
That did not happen.
Nope. Never been to Pint Night before in my life.
As previously mentioned, this was initially released as a cassette demo. What was the inspiration for doing a full band re-recorded version of it?
Well, as an independent artist, I'll speak for myself. I am often limited by resources and access to things like studios and band members. So at the time, I only played solo at the time that I did the cassette demo. I only played solo and I had like no money left to put a fourth song on my first EP. So Will, who I did the other three songs with, was like, okay, well, we have a spare hour, let's just literally set up a mic, do one take, and put it through a tape machine, and like, you can use it if you want. Which is really nice of him, and then I ended up using it. But once I had some recording time with Tom Bell at Seaward Sounds in Port Chalmers, and I thought, I hadn't really been writing, and I'd been playing the song live with the band, and I thought it made sense to record that one with the time that we had.
Hell yeah. How was the re-recording process?
Super fun. We did it in one day, which is probably not enough to do. I mean, drums took... We got there at like 9 in the morning. We probably left at about 9 or 10 p.m. and drums took at least the first 4 hours.
Bruh.
Damn,
so that's
big
like a
shift.
Big chunk of the day gone on the drums. The vocals were fine. We did vocals last, which was nice, and most of the band had left at that point, and it was late at night, which suited the song because it was a bit moody.
Hell yeah.
And the studio, Tom's studio, has a kind of churchy vibe. I think it's like a Mason's Lodge or something, but it's kind of shaped like a church, so it was pretty much the perfect place to record this.
Hell yeah. You say this is one of your favorite tracks to play live, and it's one of my favorite tracks that you play live. What do you think makes it so special?
I think Louis Stevenson, secret sauce on the violin. It's just, you can't really beat a violin. Like,
no.
It's tragic. It's heartbreaking.
It's a freaking violin.
It's so good. And he really added to the track with his little violin. Just like little melodies that he popped in everywhere. And then in the bridge, originally the violin part was a vocal part, but I sang it to him. I was like, could you play this? And then I would sing it to him over the band, and he picked it up in like 2 seconds, which is good because
that is good.
Nobody wanted to hear me sing it again.
Oh, what? Yeah. What?
What?
No.
You've said this is one of your favorite tracks.
I just asked that.
Wait. Oh, my bad.
Chaos
my bad.
In the booth.
This is your first release since moving to London. How's it been?
Yeah.
How's it over there?
It's good. I love London. It's super fun. The only kind of difference that I've noticed in a release day is, I mean, first of all, you don't see people in person that you normally would. But also, I have to consider that most of my audience is still in New Zealand, so I have to make sure I do things to the New Zealand schedule as well, like post and do my emailing and things at reasonable New Zealand times, because it comes out at like midnight as soon as it flicks onto Friday, but obviously that is 11 hours earlier in New Zealand.
Yeah. Yes.
So in like the middle of the day on a Thursday is when Julia Roberts first comes out.
It's just crazy.
Oh, that's kind of convenient for you then, I guess.
It actually is, because it does kind of split the workload and...
Yeah,
it's nice to have it in the middle of the day.
Hell yeah. Do you think with lots of people listening to it at midnight? Or at 11 a.m. on Thursday?
Don't know. Probably not.
I listened to it on my walk home. It was awesome. I was like walking home and I was just like, wow, best day ever. What was I going to ask before? Do you have any crazy funny stories from recording, or like anything that you like distinctly remember about it just being like a silly day?
It was definitely a silly day, of course, because
of course
it was the Becky Caffin band.
Yes.
What happened? Rory Hum recorded a lot of it. So it was Tom Bell and Rory Hum, but Tom has kids, so he had to go pick up his kids at one point, and it was just us and Rory. Oh, no, this is funny. Rory, this might only be funny to me because I care about it, but if you are familiar with the many live performances of Julia Roberts, you may recall one specific one where Jesse Hannon was doing the backing vocals and he didn't know any of the words. Sorry to out you on the radio, but he just did not know the words. And so he kind of sang a note and then only said the last two words of the line, which were scrub it.
Mm-hmm.
But the vocal mix had really boosted him, and so there was this really loud, like, scrub it in the background. And classic. We got into the studio, and Rory was like, scrub it! At us, which is funny, because I didn't know that he knew that. And every single video that I can find of myself from that performance on singing this, I always smile when I sing Scrub It. Because it's
so funny. Was that the one at Te Korokoro that Sam emceed?
Yeah.
And you said Wah Wah Wee Wah?
Yeah, I did. Oh my.
Yes! And then you said Zooey Mama as
I
well.
I did, yeah, because I couldn't swear. Because I was at a loss of words. You know, sometimes fair it's enough. Like normal, yeah. Safe for radio words don't quite cut yeah. the mustard.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Scrub it.
Mm.
Awesome. Yeah, so that was fun. I do remember going to get pies as well from the... We ate a lot of pies. That's one thing about being in a band. You got to eat a lot of pies.
A lot of pies. Becca, you're gluten-free.
I don't think I knew that yet.
True.
Did you have a favourite pie while you were yeah. recording? Favourite pie spot?
Well, we were pretty limited at this point in time, so I'm pretty sure we went to the Foursquare in Port Chalmers.
Yeah.
Not great options.
No.
But I quite like a butter chicken pie.
Mm.
Or I've become quite obsessed with potato top pies because I really like that artificial mashed potato. It is so delicious. Yeah,
it is good. Awesome.
But the rest of the band, I think they like what are those pies from Roxburgh?
Oh, Jimmy's Pies?
Jimmy's Pies, which yeah. This was a common argument because I don't think that they're that...
I think they're like... They're just like average pies.
Yeah, it's just that's a pie. Right. And they all think they're like the best pies in the world. And I don't...
The best pie in the world, angry steak and cheese, Bakehouse on Bond.
Ooh, what makes it angry?
They put jalapenos in it.
Oh.
It's like spicy. Ooh.
Wait, that sounds good. Yum. I'm going to have to try that.
I think the Baker's Cottage in Kingsland in Auckland has the best pies in the world.
Interesting. I think the Arrowtown Bakery has the best pies in the world.
That's my second choice. It's a I love that.
Great
Arrowtown.
Bakery. Their that's butter chicken so pie is so good.
Oh my gosh.
Yum.
I'm really missing pies right now.
Yum. Okay, wait. Do you feel like you're integrating well with life in the big city?
I think because London is so multicultural, that aspect is totally fine. Like, I'm always running into Kiwis, Aussies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Everybody from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's harder to find, like... Sometimes people ask me if I'm going to move to the area with all the Kiwis and Aussies, and I just say, I have those at home. But it is nice to have a familiar accent.
That would be good.
I think it's pretty big. That's the only thing.
Compared to Dunedin, I feel like anything's big.
Compared to Dunedin, you can't really walk everywhere.
Yeah.
To the same extent.
Yeah.
You got to get on that hellish tube.
Ugh.
Did you find that out the hard way that you can't walk everywhere, or did you just go straight to taking the tube?
I do sometimes walk places. Like if I have the time and it's less than about 2 hours, I will probably walk places.
Fair enough.
Good on you.
I kind of forget that you are kind of crazy about walking.
I love walking.
I know you love walking. It's awesome. What's your favorite part about living over there?
Walking.
All of the fun walks.
There's just everything is on.
Yeah.
Like if somebody's going on tour and they're coming to this side of the world, they're doing a London show.
Mm.
So that's really exciting. There's actually a Phoebe Bridges release show today that I tried to get tickets for and I failed.
Damn it.
Because it's in a 900 capacity venue, but I'm seeing Phoebe Bridges in December.
That's so exciting.
I went to a Tiny Habits pop-up the other day and I saw them and I met them, which was cool.
Oh yeah.
There's just gigs on all the time. Like, doesn't matter if it's a Monday night, there's a gig.
Nice.
Which is fun.
Hell yeah. You've also just announced that you're releasing a new song for every month for the rest of the year. Which is huge for the program. Huge for Becca Caffin lovers everywhere.
Monday Drive's getting four new songs in heavy rotation.
Four heavy rotate. Four new classics have dropped, bro. Is there a month in particular that you are most excited for?
I'm so excited for the first one. So September's song is like my favorite. Should I? No. I was going to tell you what it's called, but I did not.
Yeah, that kind of leads into the next question. What can we expect from these releases? Are they sort of same sort of jibe as previous tracks? Are they branching out in a new direction? And are there any little hint spoilers? I don't know, maybe the initials of tracks? I don't know. Breadcrumbs, man. Breadcrumbs.
Julia Roberts, I mentioned that I wrote that when I was 18, and anything that I've released so far was written when I was 19 or younger, and I am now 23. So these songs were written from like end of 2024 to the end of 2025, so they will be a bit different. I think I'm a bit older, got some different things to say.
Hell yeah.
Are quite acoustic based, but like a more full band kind of sound than my initial stuff. I'm pretty excited for them. I think they tell a story.
Yay.
I had the most fun recording them with Will McGillivray in Christchurch.
Awesome.
Yeah, the first song is called Caroline. So if your name's Caroline, I've got a lot of name songs.
Yeah, you do actually.
Yeah.
Crazy. You could form an army? Is that the... I don't know.
With Julia Roberts and somebody called Caroline.
Yeah, and Becca Caffin. That would be a great army.
I mean. Yeah. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Have you got any other tricks up your sleeve for the rest of the year?
Yep. Right. Are you keeping them up your sleeve, or how are we playing this?
They're staying up my sleeve. Four song.
Okay. Well, that was all the questions we had for today.
Those were great questions. Thank you, guys.
Are they all first of the month, or first Friday of the month? How are we doing it?
Just spread
out. They have release dates to be announced.
Okay.
Okily dokily.
Due course, but it is not at the start of the month.
Damn.
Okay.
Not like
second Friday. Second Friday of the month. I'm looking for an answer here.
This is very good journalism skills from you. But
thanks.
Unfortunately, I went to the Becca Caffin School of PR training. So.
Duh. Sam obviously didn't.
But I will reveal almost everything else. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Becca. This has been hashtag awesome. Where can the people listen to Julia Roberts?
You can listen to Julia Roberts anywhere that you stream music.
Oh, yeah. And also, right now on Radio 1. Freak yeah. This is Julia Roberts by Becca Caffin. Keep it locked. You're listening to Monday Drive.
I'm the girl that you call when you find.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.